Fake news?
I heard it tastes like chicken. Fucking, you gotta take notes?
I got fucking Zelda notes, because I'm beating that game. I'm halfway through, I think.
No way.
I think I'm halfway through.
How can you tell your... I heard that game is fucking long.
It is fucking long.
Alright. Whatever.
I'm halfway through.
Whatever.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, folks.
How's it going?
That's going good for me. How's it going for you?
We got an action-packed show for you today.
We do.
We even made a list of things we have to talk about.
Yeah. Number one on the list, the most important, whales.
Fucking whales.
You hear about these whales?
What about them?
They destroyed Florida.
I know.
The other day.
They came up on shore, right? They had whale sledgehammers.
Right.
That's sledgehammers that whales use.
Okay.
Fucking knocked doors down. Houses.
14 people died.
What?
14.
It's gotta be embarrassing to die from a whale.
Yeah. Well, they're old anyway. Everyone in Florida is fucking old.
Yeah. Do you think whales, like, prey on the old people?
Yeah.
And they want to eat them?
They're kind of hungry for oldness.
Yeah. You know, once I found a whale egg.
You did?
I found it on the beach, yeah.
Really?
Cracked that shit open, made an omelet. Whoa. Delicious, delicious whale egg.
Gross.
Yeah.
What's on TV right now?
Holy shit, it's Return of the Jedi?
Wow, why?
I don't know, but I started yelling, and I'm pretty close to the mic. I don't know, but I'm happy about it. let me lay something down on you here.
All right.
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Great movie.
It is a good movie. Love it.
Do you think Darth Vader sounds different in each movie?
We're talking classic trilogy.
We're talking Star Wars.
Okay. Maybe a little
bit. He does. I'm going to find some sound clips online. I'm going to play them for you.
Okay.
Maybe later.
Maybe later?
Probably going to forget, but...
Okay.
I think he sounds different in each movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, here's James Earl Jones right now. He called up last...
What?
Here he is.
Hey, Ben and Jones. It's James Earl Jones. Just want to tell you, I do sound different in every Star Wars movie. Psych! This is fucking Worf, you losers. I'm going to go bite Willow in the head. Nope, jeez.
Oh, man. Worf is such a...
He gets us all the time!
I'm always thinking he's someone else.
Any person with a deep voice.
Yeah. They do that same voice when they call. Andre, the internet guy who does our internet spots.
Right, yeah.
Hey, you look a little older.
I am.
You're getting older.
I'm getting older.
Your birthday's coming.
February 7th.
Celebrating it.
Wednesday.
I'm celebrating it.
Okay.
It's also the 100th day of school.
What?
It's also the 100th day of school.
God damn it.
So, sorry, it's a little more important than... Oh, Luke's gonna... Oh, he totally fucking chops his... Sorry, I was watching Return of the Jedi.
And the circumcision part. There's a part... It's only in the special edition.
Super special edition?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Star Wars special edition...
Yeah. It sucks.
No, what was I gonna say? I was watching episode 1
mm-hmm.
the other day.
Right.
And I gotta tell you something. The last, like, 20 minutes of episode 1 is pretty good.
Right. No, you're wrong.
It is. And you know why?
What?
Because when fucking Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon pull out lightsabers to fight, they're not just swinging around aimlessly at computer-generated graphics. They're fighting a real person, and it makes it look better.
Mm.
And it's not an 80-year-old real person that they make do flips. Darth Maul can fucking flip on his own.
It's true. That's cool.
That's all I gotta say.
Alright.
I was a little upset about that.
Okay.
Speaking of your birthday, another phone call.
Another phone
for
call?
For you. For your birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Check this out.
George Clooney. I'm gonna give you the best birthday doing it up the butt with my George Clooney penis you've ever had. Better than last year's. That's right. Alright, I gotta go to the Oscars because I'm George Clooney. Here's the penis. Dope cheese.
Yeah.
I fucking loves you.
I love that guy.
It's got a somewhat of a... I won't even say little crush.
No, he's got a quite a big crush.
It is quite
and
big.
A big penis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big...
Well, his George Clooney penis is big.
Right. His normal penis.
His Owen Wilson penis? Kind of small.
Yeah?
Kind of small.
Is it all crooked like his nose?
Oh, gross.
Ew, crooked nose.
You had to bring that up, huh?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, well, the fans have been responding lately.
The fans have.
Now, when I say fans, I mean our friends who,
yeah,
who are nice enough to listen to the show. Alright, in response to last week, we started talking about some pirate porn.
Right, the pirate movie.
The pirate movie? Heather, Lennox School Heather.
What? She's alive?
She's alive. She's doing well, I heard. She's making movies now.
Cool.
She's a genius.
Oh.
Builds small machines. Yeah. She said, on our blog spot, My roommate and I see this movie every time we go to Blockbuster. So it's not just the shitty Baldwin Blockbuster.
Okay, so it's all over. Mm-hmm. Pirate movie.
Why don't you take the next one?
Okay. This is from Lauren. It says, wow, I totally fell for it. No.
That's not from Lauren. Lauren said this.
Oh, okay. Well, I totally fell for it, and now I feel like an ass. That was Naomi.
That was Naomi.
Naomi thought the Hulk Hogan thing, like a lot of other people, which was weird, thought that it was real.
Yeah. It, you know what? It passed.
We fooled people.
We passed the test. Donnelly.
Yeah.
Don B. Yeah. As I like to call him. He thought, you know, he had his suspicions.
Right.
He was like, why would Joe leave if he's about to meet Hulk Hogan? Right.
Because Joe's right. A pussy.
Wow. Oh my god. Fuck you. In the George Clooney ass. Then Lauren said, I was wondering if you were busy in April.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not busy.
I'm going to a formerly fun dance party in Boulder, Colorado.
Sounds great.
Yeah? You up for that? I wanted to know if you wanted to be my date.
Sure.
I'm also making a rocudrama. I love rocudramas. About it.
Awesome.
So that'll make it doubly fun. If yes, please say yes.
Okay.
Jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, karate, rock and roll. Lauren K.S.
Lauren K.S., sure.
Yeah?
I'll be there.
You wanna go?
Rocudrama? I'm down.
Do you like rocudramas?
I do.
Do you find them as hokey as docudramas?
No.
All right.
Because you add a little rock into it, it's not as hokey.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rule.
Let's hit this bitch up with some MySpace comments now.
Okay. This one, I believe, was from Heather Shea. Heather says, this is not Heather Lennox School, Heather. This is not Heather from the Heather and Ben Show.
The what?
Heather and Ben Show. Show I do?
I've never heard of this show.
Okay, anyway. This is Heather Shea. And she said, I think that's how you say your last name.
It's called Heather S.
Okay, Heather S. Okay, I was a little behind because my Christmas present was my computer breaking, but I'm all caught up now.
That's a terrible present.
That's pretty bad. She must be Jewish.
Good one.
A, my name is Heather.
Okay. B,
dinosaurs suck, and using logic, that means so did King Kong.
She's saying she doesn't like dinosaurs or King Kong.
I don't like King. I mean, I like King Kong, but I love dinosaurs.
Not Heather Shea, or okay. Heather S.
Heather S. C, Sin City was the best movie of 2005.
She agrees with me. She totally agrees
with
me. I don't
know. I gotta look at all the movies of 2005.
We're right. Me and Heather S are right.
Okay, fine. D, when I was little, I had Hulk Hogan shirts that you could tear off to be super Hulkified. And oh boy, was I. That's awesome.
This girl's Hulkified.
Would you buy a shirt that had pre-ripped tears in it?
If it made me Hulkified afterwards,
okay.
See, here's what's
right,
cool.
You're right.
It's like Altered Beast. It's not like you're walking around all beefed. Okay. You just got this tank top on. People are like, look at this guy, look at this chump.
Hmm.
Rip that shit off, okay. Beefed.
Okay, we're gonna have to put up some video of Altered Beast
being beefed,
getting beefed.
Okay,
we'll try to find it on the YouTubes.
Don said Hulk Hogan is most definitely awesome. Unlike the effing cat.
What effing cat? The cat throwing up story.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell that story?
Alright.
Did I kind of ruin it just by saying it threw up?
Yeah, you ruined the punchline. Well, I never had cats as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the only cat I knew was my grandma's cat, who was evil.
Okay.
You couldn't get near the cat without it, like, trying to bite your veins out of your wrist.
Oh,
it went
God.
Right to the wrist.
Oh, boy.
I think it all started because I yanked the cat's tail as a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking cats.
Yeah.
So one day, I'm at my new girlfriend's house,
mm-hmm.
circa 1999.
1999?
Fucking years ago.
Wow.
This cat's doing like this crazy arch motion with its neck and shoulder muscles. And I'm like, that's awesome! Look at this trick your cat can do! Threw up, like, you know that pink insulation?
Right.
That's
yeah, in cats throw up like solid shit.
Cats it's... throw up whole square if it came out.
Ugh.
Gross. That was really, really
so
gross.
That cat was not awesome.
Cat was not awesome. Like, that's what we were supposed to say.
What?
That cat is awesome.
Yeah.
That cat is not awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we ruined our own
okay.
joke.
Okay, move down, man.
I did.
No, you moved up.
Oh. All
right.
Okay, so then...
Well, Don also said, there is a wiener in my house. Congratulations, Don.
Good for you. Don got a wee.
Wait.
No.
Oh.
Nice. You got a wee. No. You should hook up these,
Yeah.
Cheat codes.
Yeah, we gotta transfer some cheat codes to each other. Naomi said, now, for some reason, this is in response to the our awesome vidcast that everyone loves. And now, for some reason, I am totally craving some grilled cheese. Grilled cheese.
I want some grilled cheese.
Shut up. Fucking robot. And then he drooled.
Oh.
Anything else? Not much. We got a new segment on the show!
We've got a what?
A new segment on the show.
Tell me about it. I've never heard of this new segment.
Do you remember when we tried to talk to Rachel Robot and then we talked to Amber?
I do remember that.
Rachel Robot has a new segment for our show. Every Friday, she's going to call. She's going to leave a message.
What number is she going to call?
She's going to call 718-304- 785-
6.
6.
6, guys. Remember that.
So she's gonna
Darth Vader fucking remembered. Oh, yeah. I mean Worf.
Yeah. So she's going to call that number. She's going to leave a message about her week or, you know, something that happened.
That sounds pretty normal and average to me.
No.
What?
Rachel Robot is a robot.
She's a... Does she like grilled cheese?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. So she's going to leave a message. Be warned, Rachel Robot is a robot. And you may not understand her.
Okay, yeah. If
speaks a foreign language.
If sometimes. You're sensitive to robot language, yeah, alright?
Be careful.
Get out of your room now.
She might be too awesome for you.
Yeah. We're going to give you a little disclaimer. Rachel Robot.
It might be too awesome.
Okay. Let's
play it.
Let's play this new segment right now with the new intro we made.
Rachel Robot. Rachel Robot. Rachel Robot. Rachel Robot. Rachel Robot. Rachel Robot.
Oh, hi, Ben. This is Rachel. And I have to tell you something horrible that happened today. Today, you know, being the stealth that I am, I knew that I had a physics test, and I was like, physics, not my best subject. So I was going to put the answers on my iPod, like a little sneak, but then my stealthiness proved not to be so stealthy because I just couldn't stay away from the game Zuma, and I drained the battery. And come sixth period, the day of the period of the test, it was ruined, and my iPod battery was dead, and I had to know all the answers, and it didn't really work out very well, and I feel really dumb. Basically, it was horrible, and I wish I could have stolen your intelligence out of your brain. Okay, bye.
Rachel Robot.
Wow. She's gonna steal your brain.
No, I hope not.
Your intelligence.
No. Yeah. Good luck.
It's a good segment. That was Rachel Robot.
Rachel Robot.
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 Have you ever cheated on a test?
Good question. Yeah, I think I have.
Really?
Like, not like, trying to think. Yeah, I think I have. I've cheated on a test.
Really? I've never cheated on a test.
Like, not a whole test. Not like where I had every answer.
Right.
But I think I might have written, like a formula on my hand.
Mm.
For maybe a math test.
Shame, shame. I know your name.
Like right here.
Yeah.
Do one of these. Some.
Oh, one of those, one of these.
Yeah.
She's pretty tricky, putting on all the answers on her iPod.
I always thought about that.
Putting it on your iPod?
Well, back then we didn't have iPods.
Right.
We had fucking, you know, Flintstones, you had a bird right on your tablet.
Right, yeah.
No, seriously, I thought of putting it on a cassette and what? Having the earpiece, like the earbud. Oh. Mean like that. Okay. Never did.
I would snake the little thing through your... That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
iPod's better because they're smaller.
Yeah. I don't think she meant, like... She's going to record. I think she meant, like, there's notes you could put on your iPod.
Oh, true. You could do that, too, now.
But maybe she thought... I didn't read it. I didn't hear it as, like, she was going to record
she
on
She was speaking robot.
That's true.
I don't know if you know this.
It's hard to understand her sometimes.
Yeah.
Robots are so awesome.
So you've never cheated on a test?
Never.
Did anybody ever cheat off of you? Like, hey, Ben, what's number 5?
Retards. I was always in the retarded math class. Okay.
Re-math.
I suck at math. But people like, oh, that kid's got glasses. Let me cheat off of
him. Yeah, it was you and the Asian kid.
Good luck, retard. Good luck. Because I suck at math.
One time, I gave my homework to someone.
Uh-oh.
And I had this teacher. He was an ass. Mm-hmm. Mr. Delgase. Did you ever have him in junior high?
No, I heard of him, though.
He's the biggest ass. He had my father, so he's old.
He's old.
He's freaking, like, almost a dillion.
Wow.
Not quite, but he's getting there. He's also the same man that in the class said that there should be no queers in the army.
Wow.
And I quote, no queers in the army.
Wow.
That's what he said. So anyway, this
wasn't fired.
This girl goes, hey, Joe, can I get your homework? Because I didn't do it. And I'm thinking, all right, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Give her my homework. Right? This is 7th grade.
Okay.
So, like, you're just starting to learn that the world sucks in 7th grade?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, the fuck?
Yeah.
I give her my homework.
Mm-hmm.
I get back to, this is like first period I saw her.
Okay.
And then for like fourth period I had social studies with Mr. Delgase. No queers in the army.
Wow. can't believe that, dude.
So this girl comes up to me. I won't say her name. Jen Sass.
Oh, fucking Jen Sass.
She comes up to me and she goes,
I lost your homework.
Basically.
Oh, shit.
She says, I'm really sorry. I was in Spanish class or whatever it was. No, it wasn't Spanish class. She was in my Spanish class. Yes. She was still apologizing. She was in, I don't know, some other class. Teacher caught her copying my homework, so took hers and mine.
Oh.
Got a fucking zero.
Oh, zero. That's worse than an F.
It is. It's like...
Because it's a number.
It is. He gave me a number. He couldn't give me an F. He called me Rivolo.
That is your last name, Joe.
But I hate when people call me by just my last name. Do you ever get that?
Hey, Ross. No.
Because it's too much of a first name?
Yeah, I guess. We used to call Brian Guarneri.
Never called him that. No. I called him bro most of the time.
Yeah.
Then he wanted to be called Big Dog for a while.
Oh, boy.
I gotta ask him if he still wants to be called that.
He
might dropkick me if he called that. He just takes his shoe off and hits people.
Jen Sass, huh?
Jen Sass.
Is she your MySpace friend?
She's about to be. I'm gonna remind her of that horrible incident.
Okay. Facebook? Is she on Facebook?
I don't think she is. I don't know if she's on MySpace. Oh, you know who is my friend on MySpace?
Who?
Fucking T2.
What?
Fucking T2. Remember T2? Remember T?
I know T, and I do remember T2.
T2, my friend. She requested to be my friend. I was like, who the hell is this?
I gotta find that.
I had no idea, but it said, like, Long Island. So I was like, I must know this person.
Right.
I friended her. I was like, fucking T2!
Wow, Terminator.
Terry? Terry Bollet. She's Hulk Hogan.
Awesome. Any other news? What's on the list? Here.
Star Wars, MySpace, we did all of it. We can talk about Zelda.
We did in the beginning.
Yeah, we talked about Zelda. So we talked about everything on our list.
Right.
Oh! That's what I think of this list.
All right. What time are we at?
16:15, 17 minutes.
Huh. It's a good show.
It is a good show.
You want to end it right here?
I guess, because it's kind of hard to restart after you're kind of winding things down.
Mario Kart 64!
There's this new game out.
Okay.
It's called Mario Kart 64.
Really?
I'm about to play it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back in time. You're
going
to feel like a kid. It's weird.
Yeah?
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Oh, I played some of it on the DS.
Different.
Really?
Totally different. Mm. Different feeling.
Okay, whatever. My name is Ben Ross.
And I'm Joe Rivolo.
And you've been listening to I Heart Snacks.
Dope Jeez.
Dope Jeez. Me and the Bean rock.
You're right, they do. Love check them out.
MeandtheBean.com.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget to check us out, too.
Yeah, I Heart Snacks.
Blogspot.com.
What else, Joe?
See us on iTunes. Type in...
What? We're on iTunes?
There's this new program, right?
Right.
I think because, you know, because the computers are changing now.
Mm.
There's this new program called Internet Tunes, I think it's called.
That's what that I stand for.
Finally, the...
Internet Tunes.
Yeah, what does the I stand for?
I think it actually does stand for Internet.
Internet Tunes. Look at the Emperor. Look at him.
Fucking Emperor.
I'm gonna just cut him open. With his saber penis. Alright. We gotta go.
Alright.
Check us out.
What are we posting up on our Blogspot? Oh, Altered Beast.
Altered Beast and maybe some Darth Vader sounds.
Yeah, check them out.
Alright, check it out,
get
guys.
Beefed.
Dope Cheese.
Dope Cheese.